Welcome to Connecting Hearts. Connecting hearts of women to resources, information, and to one another. Presented by Creative Heart Studios, 18 Perry Street and Newton. Now here's your host, Margie Conway.
Hi, this is Margie Conway, the owner of Creative Heart Studios, and this is the Connecting Hearts Network broadcast. We've had a quiet couple of weeks. It seems like life has gotten away of a few things, but we have a lot of events coming up and things we'll tell you about a little bit more towards the end. We're going to jump right into our discussion with our guest today, and today our guest is Mindy Caldwell. She is the director of Brain Balance in Peachtree City. Just when you say Brain Balance, it kind of makes my head hurt just a little bit. So Mandy, we're glad you're here today.
Thanks, Margie. It's great to be here.
Tell us what brain balance is.
Well, I guess if I'm summing up brain balance in a nutshell, we are a drug-free holistic approach that gets to the root cause of why kids struggle with behavioral, social, or academic issues. Mm-hmm. So whether we're talking about the child who has problems with focus, the child who's dyslexic, the ADHD kiddo, or even that child that's heavy on the autism spectrum, mm-hmm. we have a program for them.
I had looked into it before because of a family member and mm-hmm. the different aspects of it. When I was looking at it the other day in preparation for talking with you, I found out you have an adult program.
We do.
I need the adult program. Somebody told me yesterday I have to be ADHD with all the things I've got on my plate. So if I was an adult, how could your program help us?
Well, the same way we help the kiddos. We identify the root cause of what's going on developmentally. And then we're able to specifically target those areas of the brain to help them grow, mature as they should have originally, so that you're able to focus better, that you're a little less, let's say, scattered.
Might be a little bit too late for that. I don't know.
No, it's never too late. That's the great thing we're finding out. You know, it used to be that they believed that by the time you're 25 years old, you were developed, you were done. But we know the brain's a muscle. It can grow and it can expand past then.
Absolutely. Otherwise, I'm taking on a whole lot of classes all the time for no reason whatsoever. Let's talk a little bit about you and what brought you to this point. Give us a little bit of your background.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I spent 20 years in education. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I am a believer. So I feel very, very strongly that God called me not just to teach kids, but specifically to deal with the kids that struggled in those areas. They were the kid that didn't get invited to the party. Mm-hmm. Or we've had these kids, the kids that show up at Vacation Bible School and all the teachers go,
right.
You know, so that was my calling, was to help these kids. And so I started out in a psychology program, running from God, like Jonah. Mm-hmm. And then I ended up in education. I spent 20 years in the classroom. And I tried to be the teacher that was there for them, the teacher mm-hmm. that advanced them. But every time I turned around, we were making new accommodations.
Right.
You know, things, we're helping them get through the level to the next grade, but what's going to happen when they graduate high school?
Right.
And I had that moment, the total life-changing moment for me was when I went to Tinseltown in Fayetteville to see a movie. Mm-hmm. And the most brilliant student I had ever taught, perfect 4.0, had been admitted into every college he was interested in, was stoned and standing behind the ticket counter.
Yeah.
Because he had grown up, entered into the real world, failed to launch.
Right.
And then he had turned to substance abuse to deal with it.
And I've known some people who have been that way, you know, myself. I am going to bring my son Chris into this right off the top, and mm-hmm. he can say, Mom, what'd you do that for? But he is brilliant. Mm-hmm. And long time ago when, you know, he was born in at home, I stayed home till they started school and we would finger paint and do all of our lessons and things. So by the time he went to school, he was already ahead.
Right.
And this is the kid who would stay home and read encyclopedias instead of going out to play in the yard. Mm-hmm. When he went out to play army in the yard, he came in with a broken arm or something like that. And this was encyclopedias before the cell phones and the internet went big. And he did great, you know, through school up to fifth grade. He got presidential honors and all that good stuff. We moved to Noonan. when he was in fifth grade, and it kind of went downhill from there. Mm-hmm. I had him in the gifted program, and I had learned early on that gifted is special education. They told me that, and I'm like, but there's the same buttons. You have to learn how they work and how to do that. But by the time he made it to high school, I would have conference after conference after conference, and these teachers would say, he knows all the work. He shows up one day, you know, a month, and aces the test. I'm giving him the credit. Another one would say, well, he doesn't show up to class. We can't keep him in class. He doesn't do the daily work. I'm not giving him the credit. Mm-hmm. And I tried bribery. I tried punishment. I remember when he asked to come out of the gifted program, and I said, no, that is not happening. Well, he made an F, and he started to flunk out of the gifted program, and I never saw an A again. And it was a struggle to get him through school and through a lot of things in life. When he went, he did not graduate. He quit. He was at his dad's and he quit. And but when his sister went to graduate, he went and got his GED because sister wasn't beating him. And he took me over to, or had me take him to get his test results. And the woman was, son, you scored so high. Why did you quit school? And it was a challenge to try anything that we tried then. And, you know, he is now 40 years old, so this is like 30 years ago or and 25 years ago, when there wasn't as much emphasis or there wasn't anything that was telling me, here's how you can help this child with nutrition and with other areas. So I could have used it then, I promise you. So if I was to come in to you with a child who was already a teenager and struggling, what's some of the first things you would do? What kind of assessments do you do?
Well, the very first thing we do is actually a comprehensive developmental assessment. So we know what is happening inside the brain, what has taken place. Because I want you to think about all the things you just described. You were talking about issues with learning. You were talking about this my way or the highway personality, all or nothing. You were talking about this need to compete, this drive to win. Everything you're describing is a symptom of what's going on. So imagine with me, if you will, an iceberg. Everything you've described is what's visible. It's what's above the waterline. But we know that the real structure of that iceberg is the 90% that we can't see. And so at Brain Balance, we know all of the stuff above the waterline is there. That's what doctors use to get a diagnosis. We don't need a diagnosis. We don't need to label these kids. What we're looking at is what is the 90% happening below the waterline? Where did it begin? And now that we've identified where it began, we put together a customized program. So much potential. And he's working at the movie theater. Why? Because he was not able to access his full potential. And so I remember when the person who was in my job 4 years ago, the center director at Brain Balance of Peachtree City, came into the school I was teaching at, and she presented what our program looks like. And she kept using the phrase, the root cause. You know, as teachers, we're taught to deal with the symptoms. But no, let's address the root cause. And it changed my way of looking at everything. I went back to my classroom. I started writing the names of kids I had taught in the margins of Dr. Melillo's book. His book, Disconnected Kids, is the foundation that Brain Balance grew out of. And I'm writing the names of students I've taught. And then I closed the book and I wrote my own name on the cover. Everything made sense in that moment. I saw why my teaching, everything I tried to do, was failing. Because I was just trying to chase all those symptoms. And so at that moment, I was like, God, I want to get involved in this program. Fast forward 3.5 years later, my phone rings and it's Amanda Gunter, our executive director. And she says, would you be interested in a job at Brain Balance?
God works in a lot of ways we don't understand. And you just saying those things and writing your name on the book is part of what you and I have talked about with my story and everything else that we did. He takes our weaknesses and he shows his strength out through what we are weak in. So just like Paul in the Bible said, therefore I glory in my infirmities. I remember one time I was in at church and in Sunday school, and I had had a period of time where I was having anxiety attacks, which before I'd never done, and I'd been very critical. But the Lord and I had worked our way through that, and I thought I was through with that.
And I'm sitting in Sunday school, and all of a sudden I felt that overwhelming feeling, and it's happening. And I'm like, but Lord, we were finished with that. And I ended up in Brother Joe's class at our church. Mandy goes to church with me, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. But in Brother Joe's class, I raised my hand. I said, wait, y'all are going to have to pray for me, because here's what's happening now. And I just, right then, I went full-blown anxiety. And, you know, the ladies came and prayed, and afterwards I was in the restroom, and I was washing my face off. And I'm like, okay, I still don't get it. And another woman was in the stall, and she came out to me. She said, Margie, she said, I've been doing that every night for the last 6 weeks, and I didn't know what was happening. And I'm like, okay, Lord, give me another anxiety attack. You know, not that it's fun, but if it reaches out and it can help somebody, because that's the way God works.
It is. And, you know, we joke all the time at Brain Bounce. We have a program for that.
Yeah. we have an oil for that. <with the Tara. laughs>
We actually... Yeah. Use a lot of essential oils, because part of what we do is multisensory processing.
Right.
And so we work with kids who have sensory processing disorders and other disorders that are just, honestly, they boil down to an imbalance in the brain. Something happened developmentally, and we're able to go back and correct where those areas did not develop as they should.
Right.
And what you mentioned just reminds me, you know, Brain Balance is not a Christian company.
Right.
Now, I will say we follow several Christian principles, which is why, you know, a lot of our executive team are believers. A lot of our staff members are believers, because we believe in God-given potential.
Yes.
And we believe that God has given them these skills. The things that make you a great leader are your drive, even your impulsivity, your need, your drive for perfection. And all of those are great gifts. But where do they become weaknesses?
Oh, yeah. The perfection one has caused some trouble here and there, but yeah.
The time to stop and think through before we get ourselves involved in the middle of something. You and I both do that.
Oh, yes.
You know, the ability to stop and self-soothe and breathe. Those are skills that, honestly, the two of us lack.
I've learned it a good bit over the last couple
and
of years.
And so have I. And Brain Balance has been great for me in doing that. And I find that I have more calm and more peace.
Right.
And so that is taking my God-given potential and introducing ways to actually improve it, to help me reach what I was meant to be. And that's what we want to do for these kids. You know, they can accomplish this much, but when we step in and help them create, become who God created them to be.
Right.
What potential can they reach then?
Right. And I'm all for anything that is holistic and natural and takes all the medications out of the way, because those medications are blanketed, prescribed. And there are instances, I will say this, where medication is needed and certain types do help. I mean, myself, I've been on an antidepressant 3 different times, but I got on it. I got past the point I didn't follow the doctor's prescription. I flushed them down the toilet, and I went on. And you know, then I had to do it again. But I do know in our family, we have a serotonin imbalance. And actually, I've learned we have several imbalances, but I claim that as part of my wicked genius.
Well, that's why we're called Brain Balance.
But the... okay, that made me lose my train of thought right there. We need Brain Balance, y'all. Natural remedies and things like that. I have someone who is close to us who has had some drug problems, and they had a prescription for Adderall when they were young. And they said that when they were in a rehab, 80% of the people in that rehab started on Adderall.
Oh, yeah. And that's what's so daunting when you think about it, is how many children become chemically dependent as children. And as one prescription is no longer effective, then we're going to just up the dose, and we're going to continue to up the dose and continue to up the dose.
Yeah.
Well, this one's no longer effective, so we're going to add this one. We've had kids that come from our center on such a list of drugs that the drugs themselves are doing physical damage.
Now, I have a family member that happened to, and they are now off of everything, and the difference in their behavior is night and day.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't, I promised I wouldn't be talking about this, so I'm going to move on from that. but the difference from being off that, and then again, I do want to say that I know there is a medically need for drugs to a point. There are drugs that needs to be done, but even in my own situation, 12 years ago, they started diagnosing me with every arthritis under the sun. Mm. They put me on painkillers and steroids and all kinds of stuff. I gained a mass amount of weight. And when I look at pictures now, I'm like, I can't believe, you know, I gained that much weight. And all that set my blood pressure and pre-diabetes off and put me in a metabolic storm.
Oh, my goodness.
And they were all those drugs that were supposed to be helping me, but I took one and then I had to take another one for the side effects and another one for those side effects. Mm-hmm. And what I did when I got tired of doing that is part of what you do, because I have read this parts of it. I immediately started turning to nutrition. I started juicing. I started studying what foods were good for brain health, what foods were anti-inflammatory, what I could do that way. That's actually how I ended up in essential oils and started learning about herbs lately, is trying to combat all of those drugs until finally, here it is 12 years later, I have worked my way off of all of them except one. I do still take that one on occasion for some issues that I have, but I have no blood pressure problems, no sugar problems. That's awesome. The inflammation, when it comes up, I know how to manage it. Mm-hmm. Through diet. I can't say I manage anything through exercise except coming up the steps to the radio station. But I learned how to manage those things that way. Mm-hmm. So when you are teaching these kids, you're also teaching the parents how to do it,
well,
right?
Well, we have, the way our nutrition program works, and that's something I really do want to differentiate. You know, there's a rumor that goes around that if you do Brain Balance, we're going to be all in your business and tell you you can't eat this and you can't eat that. And what we tell our families is we are working with the brain. Mm-hmm. The brain is a muscle. And as when you work with every muscle, there will be moments when it becomes tired. When a muscle gets tired, it gets sore. When a brain gets tired, well, we see what we like to call challenging signs of growth. You know, suddenly little Johnny is acting out a little bit more than normal.
Ricky, and are you listening to this?
And so the way we're actually able to combat some of that and make life for mom and dad a whole lot easier and to see the growth expand and increase is through eliminating inflammatory agents,
right,
through nutrition. So we do ask our families to limit processed sugar, to, when possible, please remove these things, to limit or remove gluten, limit and remove dairy. And by taking those areas out of the equation, you're able to see reduced challenging signs of growth.
Right.
We're able to see better development, faster development. You know, our goal in Brain Balance is to not only be able to see this growth, to see these kids reach their full potential, but really to do it in fast forward.
Yeah, that's good.
You know, you don't want to go and take your 19-year-old in and it take 19 years to turn them into a 19-year-old.
Right.
You know, our averages, we see a year to 2 years of developmental growth through every 3 months of Brain Balance.
Oh, that's extraordinary. Yeah.
So if you're able to, at home, help us with the nutritional piece, you know, and we have nutritionalists that work with our families. Because a lot of our kiddos are very picky eaters.
Oh, yes, I know.
And so we have nutritionists that work with our families. We give them shopping lists to kind of, you can go down the line and pick off these items. You don't have to look at nutritional facts that way. Because we don't want nutrition to become a roadblock. We are all about breaking through barriers.
All right.
And so we don't want these things to be barriers to that growth. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. That's like a lot of diets that you have that restrict everything you can eat. They fail because no one's able to keep up with that.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And these children struggle enough with social connections.
Yes.
They struggle enough with a sense of personal identity. We don't want them being the kid that sits down at the lunch table at school and feels like the oddball either.
Right.
We want to help them be able to begin making those connections.
That all sounds good. I do have to jump in with the update on Chris. Now that he is 40, he's doing well. He's
actually
got a good job, making very well, good money, and he interviewed for a professor's position at Georgia State this Wednesday.
He is brilliant.
So he is doing much well, but part of that is because he's taught himself some of these strategies.
Mm-hmm.
He's taught himself what is important to him and what he can eat and drink and can't. Now, he doesn't stick completely to it, but he knows what's best, and he knows how he functions with his body, and he's doing all that. Because I even asked him not long ago, when did you get to have such a business sense and do these things? Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, Mom, First, during COVID, while he was shut in, he had to have something to do. Mm-hmm. And then secondly, without a regular girlfriend. And Mom has to approve, so don't run up and think you're going to find my Chris because he is a catch, but Mom's going to approve it. Don't tell him I said that. But
I'm so sorry, Chris.
Anyway. He has taught himself those things with his time because he made it important to him.
Well, you know, I'll use my own personal story. Honestly, I was the ADHD kid. I was the weird kid. I am very grateful that I found Brain Balance, especially in this season of my life. The last year has been a very difficult one of change and transition and loss. And my little ADHD brain does not deal with those three things well at all.
Mm-hmm.
But I have gotten where I got through a lot of struggles.
Right. And I know
a lot of
that.
Barriers, yeah. And bumps in the road that I wish I could have avoided. You know, some that honestly I've never shared with anyone. And, you know, I don't know where I would be had God not brought me to Brain Balance when he did. I really don't. I know that my life could have been much, much easier, and I could have avoided some of those pitfalls had I been aware of this 40 years ago.
Well,
and so that is always my goal. Is I use the illustration, I can get from here to California on a 2-lane road eventually,
right?
But it's going to be a bumpy and rough road between here and there. And you know, I'm very grateful that we now know more, and I'm learning more for me. You know, I'll be honest. Hello, I'm number one. Sign up for adult program. Put me in. I've learned more for me.
Right.
In the last however long I've been with Brain Balance at this point. But yeah, when I look at these kids, I think of the kids we've had come in through VBSs or I've had in my classroom. And I look at the kid that I see at Walmart that is struggling to come out hiding behind Mom.
And we want parents to be aware that, you know, these things are out there, that this is a mm-hmm. resource for you to be able to use, that, you know, they have a chain of seminars for parents, like, right. What, it's like, is my child just bad, and different things there, and I know we've all, as parents, had those types of questions run through our minds when we're trying to deal with things, so this is another way, a very good, holistic way that you can use to support your family and your children.
Yeah, our monthly webinars are presented by our executive director, Amanda Gunter. Amanda's extraordinary. I laugh all the time, even though she's my age. She's who I want to be when I grow up. She presents different topics. Like last month, we looked at executive functioning. This month, we're going to be looking at, or coming up in June, we're going to be looking at ADHD and behavior.
Right.
And how the brain affects this. So you can always go on brainbalance.com and register for one of our webinars. You can always contact me at the center and I can help register you. And it's a free resource for these families to use.
Yeah, that's excellent.
Another option that we do have is we call them partnership discounts for our assessments. So anyone who listens to your program, if they call in and mention you
mm-hmm.
or this program, they can get $150 off of our assessment.
Oh, that's great. So that's Did y'all hear that? I'm going to save you $150 this week.
So it's $149 assessment special.
Okay.
And you can come in and we can explain to you, we can answer the questions you've been looking for answers for, right? We can explain to you what's going on in your child, what has happened. And then once you have all the answers, we can decide where to go from there.
All right. And I can tell you as a parent too, when you're going through this with your child and you see what's actually happening with the child, as Mandy said, you're going to go back and write your name on the cover of the book, because mm-hmm. we parent and teach our kids from where what we know and where we've been. So the strategies we've figured out to get from here to there without those resources is the ones we go back and use with our kids. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be able to help yourself and your family as you go through that.
Right. Without a doubt.
Yeah.
So yeah, we would love to speak with you anytime. Give me a call.
Well, I know Mandy personally from church. She mm-hmm. She has been an educator for years, and she does a great job with our church kids and children's church. One thing that I don't know, you know, these listeners won't know is Mandy is an excellent puppeteer. She ran a wonderful puppet program at our church until the tornado tore the children's department all to pieces. So we're going to bring a little bit of that back this summer while we're doing, we don't have our fancy children's church area because they're still working on tornado repairs. Isn't that just a pain for us all? And I'm glad
moment,
they've
my house
made
is
that
full of puppets.
Yeah. I remember she sent me a message. She said, so many of them died. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but let me put a pause in the brain balance for a moment to just talk about how good God is.
Yes.
Because literally the tornado ripped the roof off of our puppet storage room. Rain was pouring in, yet we only lost 5 puppets.
Yes.
Out of 100.
Yes.
They were somehow dry.
Well,
that's a God moment.
That is a God moment, and we have a lot of God moments, and I'm sure they're working with those kids you do. And this summer, we are going to do our Bible school at Westside Baptist Church on Sundays during the service. Part of that's because we're still going through tornado repairs. Mm-hmm. They're tearing our sanctuary apart this summer to do it. So we are going to use our Sunday school hour and our children's church hour to do, just blow out like we did on Easter and have a little bit of the puppets, a little bit of crafts, and all these cool things going on. So I'm going to put a link down there for our church so you can find that, because it's great with your kids. I'll be walking around the halls directing traffic because I seem to be the air traffic controller. And Mandy will be somewhere back there telling the Bible stories and with the puppets. So we invite you to come join us with that. All right, Mandy, one thing I always do with people here is, as women, we are here to reach other women with resources and inspiration and whatever we can, just, you know, help them find a path, get some joy and peace. If you were asked your biggest piece of advice for other women, what would it be?
My biggest piece of advice for other women is, find your own identity.
Absolutely.
You know, if you've grown up to the point of maturity in adulthood and you never got those answers, even as an adult, get to your own root cause. Find out, why am I who I am?
Absolutely.
And who am I? Because once you have your own sense of identity, everything else falls into place.
And that's been what's happened with me over the last several years. You know, I'm not too far from what I was in it, but I'm much bolder and more outgoing with who I am and what my message is than before. Because, you know, your root cause, whether it's childhood trauma, whether it's things you've gone through that you have to heal from, once you do dig in there and find out what those problems are and you let the Lord come in and heal you, whether it's nutrition or educational programs or counseling, which I'm a big believer in, then you can go to the potential God has you at. You can do that.
And once you can identify with yourself, you can identify with others better.
Absolutely.
Every other aspect of your life comes into place. And sometimes getting to that root cause can be painful.
Absolutely. I can verify that too.
Yeah, you and I both, girl. But face it.
Yes.
Face the facts head on and tackle your situation.
And you can do that. We have programs at the studio you can come to. The Her Journey is for women who's been in abusive or domestic violence situations. Mm-hmm. We're starting the chronic illness program that we have over there. We're having Bible studies. We do art therapy. We have a good time finding out who we are. And yes, sometimes the Kleenex come out while we're sitting at the table. But like one girl, we debated about whether we were going to hold one of our meetings through the summer. And this one girl said, it just makes me feel better coming. And so, you know, that's a resource the Lord has given you. You can reach out to us over at the studio. And then if I see, okay, you need more help than I can give you, I have several very good ways that I can direct you to people that could help you there. But that's the message of Connecting Hearts Studio, is to give you information. And today, Mandy has given you a lot of information about brain balance, about how to, that there is a place that you can go without medications, that you can learn strategies to deal with your children, that it will help your family. And I think we may have her come in and do a seminar or two over at the studios and set that up so that you can reach that. Thank you for coming today.
No problem. And if you'd like to take advantage of that discount for the assessment, you can email us at ptc@brainbalancecenters.com, or you can give me a call at 770-631-3033. I'd love to help you find the answers.
And I'm going to put that information down below as we circulate things this week.
That's good.
I thank you all for coming. I think we're about there at the end of it, and I am going to be over on Perry Street this afternoon. You know, it's in Happy Life Nutrition, but just in case you don't see that big cheerful sign on the door, just open that door up, Neil Margie, and sometimes I'll walk out. Sometimes Dana will say, she's not here yet. But we'll be glad to see you coming in.
Well, thank you so much, Margie.
Thank you.